Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. Today, I wanted to share something I've been sitting with for weeks now. And actually, if I'm being honest, it's been years. And what I mean by this is years of carrying things that were never mine to hold. And maybe you can relate, because let's be real, life, it's heavy. And when I say heavy, I don't necessarily mean dark or depressing, though there have been definitely moments of that too, which I'm sure you guys are all well aware of and also have experienced in your own lives. But I'm talking about the heaviness that comes from unrealistic expectations and the constant pressures we put on ourselves to be everything for everyone, to do it all, to hold it all together without a single crack or wrinkle or sign of imperfection. And sometimes we don't even realize we pick things up just because. And so now we find ourselves just stacking more and more onto an already overstacked, overloaded, overwhelmed, overtoppling plates, juggling life like a circus act. And we keep going until we can't. We're carrying too much, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, relationally, and hormonally. Because let's not leave that one out. We're all going through changes. We're all going through life. We're all going through these seasons. But sometimes we forget that our hormones and our regulation and our nervous system and our stressors, they're all greatly impacted. Because when we have too much of anything, it's never good. And so when we have too much responsibility, too much guilt, too much shame, too much hurt, pain, misuse, abuse, and this pressure to still be who we once were for the people who don't even see us anymore, or worse, trying to force ourselves into roles, spaces, and places we were never meant to fit into in the first place. Think square peg. Round hole. How many of us have tried to force ourselves to fit into things, whether it's material things like clothing, or fit into groups or connections or jobs or roles or whatever that might be? How many of us have contorted ourselves and sacrificed pieces of ourselves just to fit in? And when that narrative tells you something differently, you start to believe it. Those narratives will always pipe up. They're the ones that used to be helpful for us to survive, and they had a purpose and a place. And perhaps they're the same old ones still trying to hold us back now. But at one point, there's that version of us that could carry it all. And perhaps that's what we're holding on to, that false illusion of the someone we once were for the person who once needed us. And I know that can be really hard to swallow, because we've lived this identity, lived this person, and we lived the ins and outs of everything. But when we realize that our time is up and we're no longer fit into those spaces that we've outgrown or have been pushed out, we realize that we have become a different person. And sometimes that's the biggest challenge of them all, is to part ways and let go of that version of the woman we once knew. That woman, she was high functioning, high achieving, and so deeply burned out. And eventually, something breaks. Eventually, she breaks. And when it does, you're left standing in the wreckage, confused, exhausted, and wondering, what just happened? Why do I feel so lost? How did I even get here? But the truth is, that's just the breaking point. That's where the healing begins. And it's not that anything was wrong with you or how you got there is irrelevant. The point is that you're aware now. And now that you are aware, you can begin to fix things. You can begin to heal again. You get to put it all back together. But when you admit it was never yours to carry in the first place, this becomes a huge game changer and eye opener. And that's what I've come to terms in, just this belief in that I can't be everything for everyone all the time at the expense and the cost of proving one's worth and value, all to be taken for granted, to add unneeded and unnecessary weight, pressures, demands, right? Because these are just versions of ourselves. And as we go through life, we start shedding these layers, but it really does take that personal accountability, but also a level of self-awareness that goes beyond our own immediate threats, hurts, and pains, that we have to see things outside of ourselves to gain that clarity and then return back to ourselves and provide that wisdom, insight, and guidance. And so what I've come to believe is this. It's killing the very woman God is trying to breathe life back into. And that is a hard pill to swallow. Because when we find ourselves tethered between the life that we're so accustomed and so used to, even though it's not the life that you want, and it's pointing you in every direction that tells you, stop going back to the place that hurt and burned you, that we have to let that go. And so again, I want to repeat that. Everything that has led you to this point where you start questioning and unraveling, that is the very moment where we recognize that it's killing the very woman that God is trying to breathe life back into. And so as you're straddling the two lives of what was and the potential of what could be, today I want you to know that you do have that choice. And I want to take you behind the scenes a moment, not into my schedule or into my business, but into my heart and in my spirit. Because what I've been walking through lately, it has nothing to do with productivity and everything to do with surrender. So let me just say this clearly, because I need the reminder myself, just as you might. You are not responsible for how people experience you. You are not responsible for how people experience your healing. You are not responsible for carrying the weight of their expectations. You are not the savior. You are not the fixer. You are not the person who has to hold everything together. You are the daughter of the one true king. And I've spent far too many seasons over function and underestimating my own power and potential. I allowed the world and others to rob me of the goodness and greatness that I still have left within. And I say this because I never want anybody to become so bitter and resentful of the life they have already once lived. And now as things pivot, it's almost like a discontentment towards the life we once lived. And yet, unwilling to be open and accepting for the life that God has called us to live. And sometimes we don't know where to stand on that side of the fence. But trying to hold everything together for everyone else, silently and secretly falling apart. Yeah, I just can't do that anymore. I'm tired of pretending that I'm okay to keep the peace. I'm tired of pretending that everything is okay on the inside. I'm tired of pretending that when people meet me, for example, in the moments, that's the moment that they'll take with them and remember. But that's not the reality and the encompass of truly who one person is. And so pretending that I'm okay just to keep that peace, I'm not sure if that's where I'm in this season. And I challenge you to ask yourself where you are as well. Because again, if we can't be honest with ourselves, we'll continue to live a lie and resent everything about it because it doesn't feel aligned. It doesn't feel like you. But back to God. And I want to bring this full circle here. These are literally my own self-reflections and thoughts and inner work brought out loud to episodes such as this, but also into the writing, because I realize if I'm having these moments of revelation and wisdom and insight and awareness, that this has to be part of this new trajectory, this new path, a new letting go, so I can run full speed in the areas that do light me up, that I am called and equipped and qualified for. And I want to encourage you to do as well. But God, man, He's been peeling that all back. He's been breaking these performance patterns. He has been breaking norms and narratives. He's been releasing so much of what I had been holding on to for so long, but indirectly, He's breaking the chains, He's breaking the patterns, He's breaking the narratives, He's breaking the old thoughts, He's breaking the old ways, because that's where breakthroughs happen. That's where freedom begins. And as lovingly and as painfully and all that mix of emotions, there's so much gratitude and there's so much purpose that's coming through this. And so again, I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going. Because what I've learned is that you can't receive from God with those clenched fists. Fists filled with anger, or fists filled of rage, or this fist filled of holding on to those crumbs of a life you once knew. We've got to release. We've got to let go. So if your hands are full of what you're afraid to lose, you'll be missing out on what He's trying to give you. And that's where I'm at. And that lately has been my prayer. And like I said, sometimes when you pray those powerful prayers, you've got to be prepared for God to answer them. You've got to be prepared to do things that are hard and uncertain and doesn't make sense. But that's where we put our trust and our faith and our hope in the same God that created all things, in the knower of all things. The trust in Him to know that the outcome will be better than anything you could ever imagine. And so my prayer lately hasn't been, God, give me more strength to carry this, or God, give me more stamina to withstand, more endurance and sustain this unpleasant life that I'm currently living, right? I mean, if we're being real. But rather, my prayer has been, God, help me release what was never mine to carry. Help me release the weight and the pressures that I have to be someone else. Help me release the idea and the performative narrative that if I'm not doing or working or some kind of verbing, that I'm not being productive, that I'm not proving my worth, or that I'm not working on and towards God's plan for my life. But no, we have to pray these powerful prayers to ask Him to help you, because by your own admission and your own strength, you just can't. And so, friend, I want that for you too. Listen, I don't have that yet, but this is my hope. This is the expectation that I want to bank on God. He does not disappoint. And so let's walk this through together in real time, and we will see our lives unfold in a way we could never have imagined. And so here's what I've been learning to let go of, and maybe this time, so you let go of too. Let them misunderstand you. Let them not fully. Let them not invite you. Let them get disappointed in you. Let them think whatever they want of you, for they've already made up their minds anyway. Let them go. They don't need convincing. And just let them be. You don't need to explain yourself to people committed to misunderstanding you. So stop shrinking and stop over-explaining. You see, the ones who are for you will see your heart, no words required. And let that version of you that performed die. Just let it go, abandon it, and it will wither because it's not attached to you anymore. Without that light breathing more life into it, that former version of you has nowhere else to live. She did her job. She kept you safe. But she's not the woman called to lead you into your next season. But God is. So let God be God. And you be you. So you don't need to micromanage your healing. And you sure as heck don't need to micromanage God. And you also don't need to control the outcome. Right? I mean, if we can say 100% with our own faith and our own confidence that we know that God's better at being God than we are, we don't need to know or control that outcome. And His peace, man, it does not need to ride shotgun. It doesn't need to take first place or take the wheel, or, you know, even in those moments you moved out of the way of the driver's seat. He doesn't need that. So if your healing makes people uncomfortable, throw in peace sign, let it be. If your growth cost you relationships that once felt safe, bless them, let them go. If your new boundaries feel unfamiliar, even to you, hold the line anyway. Keep that firm. That's what a boundary is there for. Because this is the part where you come home to yourself. And I want to leave you with this scripture. Again, this is one that keeps coming up and into mind and placed on my heart because of this very season. And I would love to share this with you because really it's the anchor amongst the chaos. And that is, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Now, when he talks about rest, it's not the worldly rest. It's not the laziness. It's not the Netflix and chill. It's not the veg on the couch all day. What I'm talking about is the kind of rest that he calls us to, a transformative rest of healing, restoration, redemption, recovery. God is a God of redos. We get a redo on life every day that we're blessed another day to wake up. And so letting go isn't weakness. It's actually a sign of worship because we're essentially trusting God in the outcome and knowing we don't need to know, but he does. And all we got to do is let that go, focus, and shift our attention back onto him. When we walk with God, we become more God-like in the reflections of him, where we become a mirror, where our thoughts, our words, our actions, our behaviors, our heart posture changes. And that is called to living a Christ-like life. And so when you look at the beginning of this episode where we're lost amongst this world trying to please the people and everything in it, we've lost sight of why we are here and why God called us and created us with, on, and for that purpose. And so now while we stop living for them, we start living for him. And that's when everything changes. And so if this stirred something in you, don't rush it. Pause. Sit with it. Pray on it. And seek the Holy Spirit's counsel. What is he trying to say? What is happening right now? Right? Just being one with God. Let him in. Let the rest fall off. And when you're ready, I'll be here. He'll be here. And together we'll keep walking this thing out together. Because this isn't the end of your story. This isn't the end of relationships. This isn't the end, but rather it's the beginning of your breakthrough. And if you're feeling that deep knowing that this is the moment to release what's no longer yours, then I want to invite you into something that was born out of this exact season of surrender. And it's called the I Am Enough Reset. It's a 5-day identity reset that helps you reconnect with who you are, what matters most, and the rhythms that restore, not deplete you. It's about coming back home to him, because your identity is found in who you are and whose you are. With no more hustle, no more pressure, no more pretending, just truth and powerful tools and resources and the space to breathe. And you can start today by going to I Am Rachel Brooks or click the links in the show notes below. And let's rebuild from rest, not pressure. So until next time, take what you need and leave what you don't. And all the rest will fall away. May God bless you. Take care.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.